Let's go down to you, Jackie, with Alex Neil Bullen.
Thanks very much for your time, Alex. A disappointing day for you guys. It was a physical grind out there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a game in and around a contest. I think we just got feedback that there was a lot of tackles in the game, so high pressure. But that's what you love. That's finals like footy, and Lee's right there. We got outdone in our key areas, and we'll look to learn. We'll look to get better each week as you do, and we kind of focus in on those areas, and it's something as a group we take responsibility for, and we really need to, hone in on what our strengths are and also take away the opposition's strengths.
Absolutely. You came up against your old teammate today, Luke Jackson. There was a little bit of, I guess, prelude to that during the week. So everyone's saying he was so laid back, but when the game started, he went whack, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a super player, Jacko. It was good on him. That would be hard. I can't say how that would feel. I've never been in his shoes playing for a club that you've played for, but him and a lot of their midfielders, I thought, played really well, and credit to Jacko. He's a great player and a great person.
Alex, you mentioned there was a high tackling, but the rundown tackles were the things that was hitting me from sort of watching from the stands. If a player took one step too many, someone was going to get to him from behind. Both sides really bought into that.
Yeah, it's right. And it's something at the start of a game, right? If there's an early rundown tackle, it almost gives you feedback straight away, like, wow, we're in a contest here. So both teams set the scene. I actually felt like we did that really well at the start. I just think Freo, Lee, they took their opportunities. And for us, we just weren't able to wrestle back that momentum. And ultimately, we didn't take our opportunities when we had them.
Alex, Jimmy Bartel here. Thanks for jumping on. Is it difficult to measure? I know you said that the key areas and things like that, but you're in front at different stages, and even still late in the game, you had opportunities to either get in front or even tie the scores up. So is it difficult to measure post-game? Because a lot of people go, geez, that's a bad loss, but you've only gone down by 7 points with lots of opportunities.
Yeah, for us, we focused in on our method. We wanted to get our method right. We actually felt like we did that okay. But like I said earlier, Jimmy, it's probably the Cox, they just impacted early. And as a forward, that's something that we take responsibility for. So those key moments within a game, I guess it gives them momentum and it gives them confidence. And it actually drains you because you're defending for a lot longer period of time. So that's a key area that we'll reflect, we'll learn. And as good sides do and have done in the past, they get better at it each week. And that's something we're really striving towards.
So sides will probably look at that then, and they'll look to drop off, because we look at the way Freo sets up as a defensive unit. Those guys like to throw the leg rope out. For you guys going forward, is it the ball use, or is it the guys engaging them inside forward 50?
Each area takes responsibility there. Definitely the aerial game, we got to be strong in the air, but I also feel like, and I'll put my hand up here as well, some of our ball use here wasn't at the standard that we want to consistently. So yeah, it's something we continue to work on, and I feel like at parts of the game, that area is really strong, but, your lapse in concentration for 5 minutes can ultimately cost you, and that's probably what happened today, Jim.
Just to leave you on this, Alex, it's Tony Leonard here. Tell us what impressed you most about the Dockers today. Was there an element to the technical side of their game that you thought, oh, hang on, that looks pretty sharp?
Their contest work is elite, and I think it's been elite for 3 years. I guess every time you come up against them, it just opens your eye to their inside players. And I'm not only talking about your Brayshaws or your Sarongs, it's probably their young group. I think O'Driscoll today was really good. Schultz, I felt like he impacted really well. So, the game is very hard. You've got players across all areas now that are cracking in. The young generation are coming through. So you've got to be on your game each week, and I'm excited for what's ahead.
Okay, and by the way, too, great effort, great contest. Thanks for the entertainment. Sadly, it was your opposition getting over the line, but appreciate your time on 3RW Football.
Cheers, guys.
Good, Alex Neil Bullen there.